Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket.
Got a what-if scenario for you, Gator.
I love the what-if scenarios.
Yeah. It's, you know, we talk about a path to something good. I'm going to give you a path to something good, all right?
Okay.
Yep. We will get to that today at 11:36. You do not want to miss this. 248-539-9797. Dave is in Ann Arbor. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Once again, I'm totally enjoying the show this morning, as I usually do.
Thank you very much for listening.
And, yeah, I also want, I almost forgot to mention, I lit a candle for your sister on Sunday, this past Sunday, Doug.
Dave,
for the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it. She's battling cancer, for people who didn't know, and it's our first experience, my first personal experience with it. I've known people, but I've never had someone this close to me, and I feel for everybody who's got a similar battle. A lot of people out there do, but thank you.
Right, hoping for the best. So I thought it's a great question. As a Michigan fan, what am I most worried about? But before I get to that, I got 2 points I want to make, because I totally agree with both of you guys in your breakdown for tomorrow's game. I was, especially when it comes to Iowa's offense, I was looking at their box scores and this year. And in the last two games, they scored 61 points, but only two offensive touchdowns, which just is amazing to me.
Wait, all say that again?
Wait, is that even possible?
I know. I had to go back and drill down. I said, they got a lot of field goals and a lot of defensive touchdowns. It was an amazing, amazing stat. But I think of the six units that'll be on the field tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think the only one that Iowa has an edge on is special teams, and it's a slight edge, I think, because I think our special teams are actually very good too. But I think their offense is just going to really, really struggle against probably the best defense they're going to see this year.
Well, look, it's a valid point. Iowa special teams are elite. And for Michigan, I mean, Michigan's had good special teams. Jay Harbaugh has done a good job with them. They've blocked kicks. They've had some – they're not great in the kickoff return game. Their punt return game's been pretty good. They obviously had the one on the Pepsi kick against Maryland.
Yeah.
But the field goal kicking and punting and coverage units have been very good. The coverage units – I mean, what's interesting about the coverage units for any college football team just about is – you're looking at a lot of second, third, and fourth stringers, and those guys are critical to play well. Like, very, very critical. All of a sudden, you're looking out there and like Aubrey Solomon or, whomever, number 10.
But what worries me the most as a Michigan fan is that you go back 20, 30 years, they always, always play us tough. The only that I can remember, and I've been out there many times, I've been to all the games here at home, the 2-12 game was the only game I believe we won by more than one score. We blew them out that day. But even going back to 97, when they were up 21-7 at halftime, and it took Brian Griese an outstanding second half.
Well, they're always a tough out. There's no doubt. Iowa's always a tough out. This is a very talented Michigan football team on both sides of the football. And this is not your typical talented Iowa team. This, I think, is an overachieving Iowa team that had the benefit of not having the toughest schedule this year.
Yeah. It's Anthony Solomon, not Aubrey Solomon. But, yeah, guys on coverage units, these are your third, fourth stringers that are incredibly important, the Joey Velasquez's of the world that need to cover kicks and cover them well. All right, Gator, we got a what-if scenario.
All right.
And I want you to stop me when you know what I'm getting at, because it's going to be, if these things happen, then, okay?
It's an if-then statement.
It's an if-then. I'm going to start giving you ifs, and you give me the then. Does that make sense?
I think so.
All right. You ready? Here we go. Week 13. Cowboys beat the Saints. Happened. Dolphins beat the Giants. Buccaneers beat the Falcons. Jets beat the Eagles. Cardinals beat the Bears. Raiders beat the Washington football team. Seahawks beat the 49ers. And the Lions beat the Vikings. Week 14. Steelers beat the Vikings. Cowboys beat Washington. Texans beat the Seahawks. Jets beat the Saints. Falcons beat the Panthers. Chargers beat the Giants. Bengals beat the 49ers. Packers beat the Bears. Lions beat the Broncos. If then in week 15, Eagles beat Washington, Cowboys beat the Giants, Bills beat the Panthers, Falcons beat the 49ers, Rams beat the Seahawks, Buccaneers beat the Saints, Bears beat the Vikings, Lions beat the Cardinals. Week 16, if the following happens.
Oh boy.
Titans beat the 49ers, Giants beat the Eagles, Buccaneers beat the Panthers, Rams beat the Vikings, Seahawks beat the Bears, Cowboys beat Washington, Dolphins beat Saints, Lions beat the Falcons. Brings us to week 17. Bears beat the Giants. Washington beats the Eagles. Saints beat the Panthers. Texans beat the 49ers. Packers beat the Vikings. Lions beat the Seahawks.
All right.
Week 18.
Oh, boy.
Falcons beat the Saints. Giants beat Washington. Cowboys beat the Eagles. Vikings beat the Bears. Rams beat the 49ers. Lions beat the Packers. If all those things happen,
yeah,
Gator.
Right.
Then what?
Then the Lions get on the graphic. They're in the wild card?
If the, all those things happen.
I don't know. Is that what happens?
The Lions are in the playoffs.
That's it.
There's your path.
That's it.
There's your path.
It's not much to ask for.
No, it's not. But notice what happened last night. Week one, the week 13, Cowboys beat Saints.
Right.
Check.
Yeah. Well, right. Chalk. It was supposed to happen.
Yep.
And it did.
I'm just counting up how many games need to go their ways here. That's 13 plus 8.
21.
21 plus 8 more is 29. Plus 6 is 35. Check that, because the Lions have to win all the rest of their games. So it's,
oh, that has to happen?
Yep.
Okay.
7, 14, 21, 28, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 38. If 38 games go their way,
yep,
and they run the table, playoffs. And the first one happened.
I love it.
37 more to go.
Domino's ready to fall.
Yes.
Listen, you can't win the rest of them until you win the next of them.
Yep.
This Sunday.
This is not the graphic we had in mind, but this was a graphic put out by the NFL on CBS. And thank you to Steve Jeffrey on Twitter who tagged us on it so we could see it. All those things, 38 different NFL games go the Lions' way, 37 now, plus the Lions went out, playoffs.
Well, the first domino happened last night.
That's yep. Right.
So that's,
we got this.
The only issue is if one domino doesn't fall, it seems like, are they officially eliminated from the playoffs?
Not
if
clear.
One of those things don't happen?
What's not clear, all that CBS did was tweet, we've identified a path to the playoffs for the 0-10-1 Lions, and that's it. Now, that's a path. I'm going to guess that there are other paths, but that is a path.
Well, the first part of the path is that the Lions have to win out.
No, the first part no, of the path.
First, I'm just saying. Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Yep.
Come on.
There's no, no, it's a week-by-week basis, Gator. And this is why, for those that are asking, why aren't they officially eliminated yet? Because there
this
is a path.
Why, yeah. Yes.
This is why.
God.
So, what's the next game on that list after the Saints-Cowboys?
Well, it's all the 1 o'clock games on Sunday.
Wait a second. We have the blueprint. We also have the Desk of Doom. Do we just start putting all the teams that need to lose every week on the Desk of
no.
Doom?
No.
Well, that would be a true test of his powers.
Right now, the Desk of Doom is going
busy.
Through the whole thing of...
Hey.
Hey, I could eat pizza every day. Every kid says this. I could eat pizza every day of my life.
Yep.
And through like the first three days or 3 weeks, the Desk of Doom is loving pizza. We ride out the pizza until he doesn't want pizza anymore.
If that makes any sense.
well, look.
What's the Rams' record since Desk of Doom?
Well, we all know the record. 0-3, yeah. Worse than the Lions.
0-3, and they lost a player for the season.
And their star quarterback's wife threw a pretzel at someone.
Right, yep. And their star quarterback is banged up.
Throwing with his wrong hand.
Yeah.
And Odell Beckham Jr. is hurt and might not play this week.
Well, now they can win.
Well, there's the path.
So should I put the Giants, Falcons, Eagles, Bears, Washington football team and Niners logo on there for this week?
Stop it.
And Vikings?
I'm kind of tempted.
Just to see how it does this week.
Kind of tempted.
If that happened, I'd leave. I'd have to quit. I can't be around this much power. That's scary, man.
You take it to the window if that happened.
If that happened, yeah.
No.
It's time to go to Vegas.
Right. But why go to Vegas? We got it right here. I don't know if you've known.
Is there an app?
Yeah, there are several apps. Not just one. There are several apps here in Detroit where you can actually bet online.
If only I knew of one. Oh, well. Alas. No, that's the path. That's the path.
It's quite a path.
Quite a path. Yes, we are saying there's a chance. We got a feedback from a listener, Scott. This is clearly the Lions. Here we come moment.
It's all you and the Macker.
Down 18 to 1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.